during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
God Almighty, did you see what he did? We snuck the pullback over. Haynes has come running all the way across to the fence. We just stepped on their face with a hobnail boot and broke their nose.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Welcome, everybody, to the Gemini Ransom Effect. I am the sports doctor, Jim DeBose. With me, as always, is the man that traced his lineage all the way back to the gypsies.
To the gypsies, and
he's a caravaner.
Apparently, he comes from a long line of carnies.
Carnies,
and,
yes.
And a long line of swallowers of swords.
Whoa! Oh, snap.
He can swallow the best of them.
So just write that down as 1 point for Jim DeBose for today.
We should have done the our explanation before you started.
Go ahead and say the name of the person you were introducing real quick.
That would be David Jackson.
Action Jackson, my friend.
Action Jackson.
And just so you know, I'm related to the guy on the Stone Mountain, Stonewall Jackson, Thomas Jackson.
Thomas Stonewall Jackson. He was a carny too, apparently. COO of Gez Gear North America.
Go get your Gez.
Premature.
Go get
premature.
Your Gez.
Gezgear.com.
Go get your Gez.
And the man destined to be better than you, Devin Ransom, owner of Ransom and Associates Nationwide Agency in Winder and Lawrenceville.
Nobody has it like Devin.
You know, if Devin...
Somebody's got to do it.
If Devin ever decided to leave insurance and be a gypsy carny, like David's heritage, he said he would be the Wolfman. Or maybe the bearded lady. I don't know.
Who's going to be your Donna? Is Jim going to be your Donna?
No, the actual Wolfman. Oh. You see that?
Viewers, please cover your eyes. Listeners, please cover
your
eyes.
Thank God there's no viewers.
Because he is literally showing his chest hair right now. It is ridiculous.
That's terrible.
So, together, we are GRE with Triple D, David, Devin, and DeBose. Welcome to the show. Today, during Devin's local but mostly national news, we'll talk about some Mississippi terrorists.
Whoa!
Some states looking to restoring work requirements for food stamp recipients.
Okay.
Teen charged with vehicular homicide, and of course, there's a negative one in there. And then, of course, what is that little pocket on your jeans for? We're gonna find that
about
out.
That?
We're gonna find out
that
what
little
that's
bitty
for.
Pocket.
That little bitty pocket. We're gonna find out what pocket. That's
yes,
for.
That is a great question.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the bottom of that today. You're only gonna hear it here.
On the GRE, baby.
Also, Devin's going to bring us some tech talk, some TT with D, featuring some cool shoes. We'll talk about
Reebok,
cool shoes. In sports today, we're going to talk about, we're going to have the NASCAR update with Papa D.
All right, this is good.
Papa D's going to call in and talk about some NASCAR, might get into the recently famed NASCAR smuggler.
The NASCAR is the sport where they go round and round
in
cars,
circles.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we'll have a little bit of Hawks update. And just for David, we're going to have a little story about old Jay Cutler, because I know he loves Jay so much.
Yeah, Jay.
And, of course, we'll check in on the Braves as their season kicks off on Monday against the Nationals at 4:10 at Turner Field.
I'm excited about that.
And National Facebook News. Oh, Action over there is going to tell us about a 19-year-old that saved a woman from a suicide. And we're going to talk about drive-through prayer.
Yes, drive-through prayer.
Anxious to hear what that's all about.
Me too.
And a local man gets his leg blown off with Tannerite. Can't wait to get into that. I mean, that just sounds like good fun. And if we have time, get in a little bit of politics. Little Trump.
A little politicky.
Little Trump. Oh, little. So.
He's ruffling some feathers.
Yeah, he is. So stay tuned. And David? Disclaimer, so we can get into this and get it rolling.
Okay, prepare yourselves for what's about to happen. So none of the views and opinions expressed on the Gemini Ransom Effect, GRE with Triple D, Devin, David, and DeBose, are views and opinions expressed by 107.1 FM. Nor do they represent any views and opinions expressed by our wives.
That's good.
It's very important, this show.
So,
because I feel like
that's really the biggest section.
I feel like it's going to go south.
So I think that at some point that's going to be replayed several times throughout the show.
I feel like it may,
and it could be.
They may actually have to pause and then play it again after some things that we say. Because at the end of the show, as always, Professor D is going to let us know which one has successfully become the DB of the day and collected enough DB points during the show to be said DB.
Didn't you win last week?
I don't know. I win a lot.
You do win a lot.
I'm used to a lot of winning. I'm just saying.
Sure, so I didn't win.
You and Charlie Sheen get along real well, don't you?
I'm pretty sure that I won.
If I remember correctly, I won and then gave it to you. So,
as a token.
If you want to call that a win.
Well, that's not DB enough.
It's not DB enough.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, at that time of the show, I know you all have been excitedly awaiting the news stories locally.
Yes.
Some national.
But mostly national. And I'm looking at Devin here, and he looks absolutely prepared.
He does. He looks prepared. And he even wrote some stuff down. I can't see where.
Can't seem to see where.
But
it is.
I know it's there. So without further ado, local news with Devin.
Yeah.
Speaking of mostly national, we're going to go to Mississippi, where a young
always wanted to go to Mississippi.
Yes. Well, in this case, this is a young lady from Vicksburg, Mississippi, and she actually pled guilty on Tuesday. This past Tuesday.
Gotcha.
To conspiring to provide material to support to a terrorist organization.
Really.
She did.
What terrorist organization?
It would be ISIS.
Okay.
Yes. So she faces up to 20 years in prison and $250,000 in fines and a lifetime probation. Her fiance, Mohammed.
Wait.
So I didn't understand exactly where the story was going. I was trying to figure out, well, who in their right mind pleads guilty?
This is somewhat attractive young lady.
Yeah.
She is very attractive. Yes, she is.
Going to
her fiance was who?
Mohammed Dakalala. He pleaded guilty on March 11th to a similar charge and awaits sentencing.
Of course he did.
What did you say his name was? Marcus? Yeah. No, Mohammed. I'm sorry. I was confused.
The couple was arrested before boarding a flight from Columbus, Mississippi with tickets for Istanbul. So basically what happened was is they had talked and they were thinking about things that they could do on the honeymoon. And so I was like,
sounded like a good conversation.
We should go join ISIS on our honeymoon. I think that'd be a good honeymoon for us.
Everyone should do that at least once.
They went online and contact somebody on how to get them smuggled into to the area for ISIS. And so they just so happened to get in contact with some folks that helped them arrange tickets and flights and everything else like that. And those people that helped them were undercover FBI agents.
Wow. Oh.
That's a shame.
Yeah, so they got arrested. So $250,000 in fines, up to 20 years in prison. So way to throw your life away.
Do they get to choose between the fines or the 20 years?
I think they get both. Yeah, they get
because I would probably go with the money.
I'd probably
go with the money.
But we had to ask.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't very clear.
It
wasn't clear enough. So,
so
what was her fiance's name again?
Mohammed Baklalala.
Baklalava.
Yeah, Mohammed Baklalava.
D A K H L A L L A. So if somebody
Baklalava.
And then act like I don't know nobody.
Go and join ISIS and blow up, baby.
Well, they got the blow up right there. That's right.
Wow.
So, yeah.
There
but
you go. Mississippi terrorist.
Yeah, and she was actually going to, I believe it was Mississippi State. That's where she was.
But she had her whole life ahead of her, and somehow she became stupid and fell for.
What's up with our kids, man?
I mean, that should have been her first.
What are you people? On dope?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she would have smoked some. She would have been a little bit clearer thinking.
You know, they say that helps you think clear. That's where some of your best songs have come from, such from the Doors.
What?
What?
Crickets.
The Doors. What was Bob Dylan doing when he wrote?
A lot of drugs.
Nirvana?
A lot of drugs.
A lot of drugs.
Pearl Jam?
A lot of drugs.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway. Yesterday was April Fool's Day. Did y'all do...
Blew right past it.
Did you guys do anything fun for April Fool's Day?
No, I'm a grown up.
Yeah. Blew right past it.
Wow.
Literally.
I'm not in elementary school anymore.
I took my son's car to a body shop.
Was that...
And told my son that I was actually paying the deductible.
Got him.
Yeah.
Whoa.
April Fool's.
So moving on, how about we have a teen that has been, you know, one of the things we've talked about, and this brings us a little closer home. This is local. This is Gwinnett County. You know, there's a lot of things that happen. One of the things that we've talked about, and, you know, we've talked about Jim, your son, with driving, with some of his encounters.
His antics.
Escapades.
Yeah. Escapades, encounters, whichever.
Bad choices.
Yeah, and you know our kids go through, and they seem to not always make the best decisions. And unfortunately, sometimes our decisions can lead to terrible consequences and destroy our lives. You know, and it's these decisions that we don't really mean to do anything. Such as we have a young Gwinnett County teenager that is facing vehicular homicide charges for a crash that killed an elderly couple. This gentleman, he was Alan. He was 17 years old. He was driving down McKinsey Church Road on Saturday. Police say he swerved to avoid a car sitting at a stop sign. Oh. So he was driving too fast.
Obviously,
because otherwise, had he seen the stop sign, he would have obviously stopped.
Or he wasn't paying attention.
Swerved to avoid a car that was stopped at a stop sign. Ran the stop sign, traveled across five lanes of traffic before hitting a Chevrolet carrying a couple. Police say he hit the driver's side door, sending the Chevrolet across two lanes and onto a curb. Frankie Turner, age 80, was driving the Chevrolet. She was unresponsive when police arrived. Her husband, James Turner, 83, was conscious but seriously injured. They were both rushed to the Gwinnett Medical Center, and James Turner died several hours later. And Frankie Turner died the next day. A 17-year-old, Gus. 17-year-old.
So what does that look like from a sentencing standpoint? Because obviously he's guilty. They're doing an investigation. They're going to find out, you know, they'll check his phone. They'll see if he just received a text or was texting when it happened. Yep. They're going to be able to make a lot of determinations. I wonder what that looks like from a sentencing standpoint.
You know, he's under 18. So, you know, unless they go and they feel that he should be charged as an adult, he's going to be charged. You know, he may be charged, you know, as a minor. So in that case, it's not going to be as severe. However, you know, any of these charges, they still follow you. You know, and maybe Sheriff Judd could correct us, but I think any charges that you get as a minor still follows you as an adult, arrest records, stuff like that. But I mean, this kid's got to live with that decision. That, you know, it may have been a text. It may have been just looking down. It may have been something that, you know, I mean, we all do it.
He may have been
I mean,
unfamiliar with the road. Forgot the stop sign was there.
I mean, there's several driving too fast for conditions. I mean, several different things. However, you know, whatever it was, you know, it ended in tragedy. It changed two different families' lives forever. You know, for him and his parents. You know, they've got to deal with it. He's got to live with this for the rest of his life. You have another couple whose families they lost their parents, grandparents.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
and you can never fix it.
You can't
never
fix
take it.
No, no matter how much you say you're sorry. And that's why it's so important. And I always preach, and I, you know, there's driving schools. I think it's very important for our kids to go through proper driving schools. There's driving schools here in Barrow County. There's one that I advocate for, which is New London School of Driving. They're out of Loganville, Georgia. They do a phenomenal job.
I thought they were out of London.
No.
New London. New London, which is
Loganville. I thought they were out of Snellville.
No, they're in Loganville. But it's called, you know, New London.
The name's
kind
of confusing.
It's called New London because Loganville, before it became Loganville, was named New London. You know, a lot of these places. Yep.
Really?
Yep. That was.
I thought it was New London because they were in London Plaza in Snellville on 124.
No, it was. So it's just like if you think about like Winder was called Jug Tavern before it was Winder, and then you have. I mean, a lot of these places had different city names. So anyway, but that's why it's called that. But I'm a huge advocate for teen. Oh, stop it.
Squirrel.
No, it's not squirrel. It's part of the topic. But going in and I guarantee you that more than likely he did not go through a good defensive driving course.
No, but let's just be honest. Okay, you can put kids through all kind of driving courses, and you can teach them to them, preach to them, and show them. But at the end of the day, unless we as a society can figure out ways to eliminate the distractions in the car, we're always going to be putting that responsibility back on the individual driver. And when you're doing that with a 17, 16, 18-year-old kid, they are just not getting it. So we need to be able to have an app that just shuts their phone off when they get in the car.
We've talked about this on previous episodes, different apps that are out there that you can go and you can put on your kids' phones to basically shut it down, to render them useless. Apps to where it will go in if it can only be utilized in the passenger side of the seat.
What does that app do? Turn it into an Android phone?
Junk. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's these things. I mean, it's a little bit of money to go to send your kids through the defensive driving. You get discounts on your insurance, but it's an investment in our kids' lives versus just going in and taking them out on the road and doing our best to try to teach them how to drive from us versus letting the experts.
Well, we found out in the past couple of weeks what a single moment will do.
Yeah,
and when we lost Chandler.
Yeah.
To an accident, single car accident on his way home, ran off the road, overcorrected, flipped his car, 17 points of impact. You know, we don't know what was happening there. We don't know what speed he was going. We weren't in the car, so we can only guess.
You can only assume on those situations, but either way, you know, it sounds like in both situations they were driving too fast and probably a little distracted, but this is terrible, man.
Yeah.
Way to bring us down, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right, we appreciate it. Once again, you have lived up to your
But here's the thing, though. I mean, you talk about Chandler and his parents are dealing with the loss of their son. Well, you know, this kid in Snellville, his parents are dealing with the same thing, just in a different way. They've basically, you know, if this guy goes to juvenile or to prison or whatever, I mean, he's lost.
He's lost,
know?
Yeah. Absolutely. And his life is going to change forever, and it's really sad. And that's part of what's wrong with our justice system as well, as you know, is what should be an appropriate response for something like that. You know, but you know what it's going to be is the victims are going to families are going to be pushing for a maximum sentence. They're not going to care. They're not going to have any kind
of. They just want vengeance.
They just want vengeance. Right. And so, you know, this kid's life is ruined. So once again, thank you, sir.
Thanks again, sir.
Yeah, I'm here to help. I'm here to help. Well, you know, there is something that is kind of positive, and you know, we've talked
kind of positive.
Come on. So we talked about this when we were going through the iSide with questionnaire, right? We were talking about the food stamp cards and we talked about things like that, but we were talking about people having to work for their food stamps, for their benefits that they get. So we're gonna go into that a little bit more, and then we're also, when we come back, we're going to talk about some that little pocket that's in your jeans.
Would you call food stamps a benefit?
Well, it's a benefit for people that get the food stamps. It's not a benefit for us that have to pay for them.
Okay, I guess it depends on how you look at it.
It's a state benefit.
Half empty, half full. You know,
it looks just like action. And if for those of you that want to know, Bloomberg Business News, if you go on to the latest thing, there's a picture of Action Jackson directly on the cover. So if you go online, you can look it up. You can see what Action Jackson actually looks like.
Instead of in your dreams.
Oh, well. Yeah. No. I think Action,
I assure you, I don't wonder that in my dreams.
You could probably even have David wake you up in the morning with a sleepy talk app.
I think David would be this guy's stunt double. The guy that you don't really see that's in the car that flips off the side of the mountain. Yeah, that's
dope. He just looks at him like, so. Anyway. But you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB, and we'll get to those stories here in just a few minutes.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.